Thank you for choosing Nigga Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, how you doing? My name is David Thomas.
Okay, one moment while I locate your account.
Okay. Also got my account number if it helps.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Sure. I know there's a lot of David Thomases. That's why it's probably best if I give a account number.
I have your account, sir. Came up with your phone number. Can you verify your
address
and your
sure.
email address in Maryland?
4057 McDowell Lane, Halethorpe, Maryland, 21227. Email is colginger@gmail.com.
Okay, I have your account available for the Ghostbuster Ecto. How may I help you?
Well, I called last week. Well, really, I've called every single week since November of last year and haven't received a single shipment. Because every single time they attempt to send me something, one thing sold out or another thing sold out and the whole shipment gets held up. Well, last Wednesday I called and they said they were going to ship me issues 3, 4, and 5, and then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. They were supposed to send me 12 issues and skip issue 6 because 6 was sold out. But as of Monday, I haven't been charged. I haven't received an email, so I'm guessing something else is sold out. And I'm just trying to find out what's going on. Cause
yeah, it did not notify me at this time because normally when we first put the information in from the customer, when we input the customer's information, it tells us right then and there what's out of stock. Whether you skipped anything or not, it'll let us know.
So nothing's out of stock, and they're just not shipping me anything.
No, I'm letting you know that your date is March 23rd to bill you.
March
23rd. I think that's another day or two.
You mean the shipping date? Or the processing day. Oh, they didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
See,
so,
things keep changing. Because, look, I swear I've been calling since November. I got my introductory package on November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first two kits. And then my very first shipment was supposed to be November 25th. And what happened was I wanted to put down for 12 issues just to try to get caught up with everybody, you know. And what happened was when they tried to send it to me, I think issue 13 was sold out, and I never knew. And weeks went by, and then I called up. 13 came back in stock, and then 14 was out of stock. So I've been going back and forth for months now. And the whole time they kept telling me, well, the way we do things, if you call on a Wednesday, we process on a Friday. If you call on a Monday, we process on a Wednesday. But see, they changed it, I guess. So
well, we should.
Processing dates.
We ship on Tuesday and Friday only. That's the shipping date. When it comes to processing, once the payment has posted on your account, it's going to be an authorization hold.
Gotcha.
If you see it on your account, it's going to be an authorization hold until we clear that payment. They did note that issue 7 was out of stock, and you stated that you already skipped issue 7.
No. This is the problem. Every single time I call, it changes. Literally changes by the day. No, they told me issue 6 was out of stock and 7 was in stock. So they were going to basically send me issues 3 through 15 minus 6 because that was that. So now you're saying 6 and 7 is out of stock?
Well, it's telling me I refresh your screen because, again, once you put the information in, it'll test me. So I'm going to do it again. Issue 7 is out of stock. So this is what I'm going
to... So you got 6. Just not 7 now, right?
I won't know if we have 6 because if 6 is already skipped, 6 may have been out of stock. So let me see what's out of stock as of today. So whatever I can do today.
You can redo it and see.
So that way we can try to get charged on the 23rd.
Well, that'd be great because that's tomorrow, right?
Yes, just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to your list and see what they have skipped for you.
Sure. Maybe 6 came back in and 7's out of stock. If that's the case, that's fine too, because I'll just come back to whatever one needs to be skipped. I'm just trying to get something.
I'm just trying to get your thing clear so they can pull the payment. You said the 23rd is tomorrow. Let me see.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm in part.
They'll bill you in the morning. They'll bill you in the morning. If I can get everything how it's supposed to be now, and then nothing, if nothing is out of stock by tomorrow morning, they'll bill you. Okay, they did skip issue 6, so I'm going to go ahead and skip issue 7. I'm going to hit update. Yes, I'm sure. Okay, so we got that out of the way.
It's a complicated system with all the parts.
Oh, it's easy because we're customer service, so it's easy because we're trained to just like, it just shows us. We click on one tab and tell us what we want. So let's go to unskip items. So let me see. I'll check on 6 real quick. Okay, so we're going to uncheck 6. And I'm just going to see, I'm going to refresh your account. It'll let me know if 6 is back in stock or not. Okay, so it's just saying 7 for right now. So let me hit the refresh. Let's see what it says.
Yeah, luckily the way these part kits work, you know, some of them you don't even need to build right away. You know, it's, you know, four or five kits might be for the front part of the car, and then the other kits are for the back. So it's like you can skip certain things and come back to it, you know, and still get something to build.
Okay, right now I'm on skip 6, so it's telling me 7 is out of stock, so I skip 7. I'm going to view your next shipment. That means it'll tell me what should come tomorrow. If it loads up, that means everything is in stock, and that's what we're going to charge you, and it'll tell me the amount. So give me one
gotcha.
Second. Just wait on it to load. It takes about a minute because they have to pull the next 12.
Oh, that's no problem. Yeah, I know. As I say, it's quite a complicated system with all the different parts
models
that you guys got out there. Yeah, there's a new one out now, the classic Batmobile. And that looked incredible.
Yeah, and the Titanic.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about the Titanic. God, that's going to be massive. I know all the typical cars are, they're 1/8 scale, right?
Correct.
God, do you know what scale the Titanic's going to come in? I mean, God, there's no way they could do 1/8 scale, obviously. What's going to be like maybe 1/32 or something?
I had to go, I had to pull it up and see because it's passed on our page.
Lord, that's going to be huge. Oh. Now, is that out yet, or is that coming out soon?
It's coming out soon.
Okay. Oh, God, I was way off. It's 1/250th scale.
Yeah, that's a large scale.
42 inches long. Holy cow. That looks gorgeous, though. God, that's impressive. 42 inches. That's over 3 feet long. Oh, nice. Does it come with all wooden propellers? It looks like. Oh, the whole thing is wood. I'm so used to being everything die-cast, I just assume it would be die-cast, but it looks like it's made of wood. Oh, wood, brass, and metal. Oh, that's great.
Okay, we skipped 3 and 7. You should be billed for 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Okay, so it's everything but 3 and 7.
Yeah, 3 and 7 is what I skipped.
Three's weird. It keeps coming 7. In and out of stock. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that's waiting on 3. So, let me see. Let's do something real quick.
It makes sense because that's, I mean, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are, you know, the first ones they send out to everybody. You'd think they'd have more of those in stock given new subscriptions.
Yeah, some people haven't even got 1 and 2 yet. So, if it's first come,
really?
First serve versus they've been waiting since last year for just 1 and 2. I'm excited to get this thing started.
Oh, I know. I mean, I got my 1 and 2, like I said, beginning of November last year, and I haven't gotten anything since. And I'm looking at people that got half the car built. It's been frustrating. The UK customers are fine. It's just everybody in the U.S. is kind of getting the shaft because of stock issues and COVID. And I heard you guys were doing inventory at the beginning of the year, and that helped, that hurt things. And then there was something about a warehouse move, and I've heard 100 different things so far, but things are just not looking good in the U.S.
For now, so hopefully things will pick back up now that everything is pretty much going back to normal.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, I was excited about the Batmobile, but a little upset with it at the same time because they can't keep up with their current Ecto-1 subscription for the U.S. customers, but they put out another one for the U.S. And it's like, maybe you ought to get up your, you know, get caught up on your manufacturing before you release a new one, you know, but I don't know how they do things. I guess it's a different warehouse, different production line. It seems like they'd, you know, they'd up things. But so let's see. 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, on my end so far, 3 and 7 has been skipped. So you definitely want to see if you are charged tomorrow. Your next shipment schedule for 3/23/21. And that's tomorrow.
And that'll be for 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Correct. So just make sure you monitor your account tomorrow to make sure that payment is processed. And they're going to go through PayPal.
Yeah. And the charge to be, it's like 128 and some change, right?
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty, and I guess what I'll do, fingers crossed here, if it actually does ship out, get charged and ship out this week, would my next shipment be the 23rd of next month?
It all depends on how many days in the month. Like, some months have 30 days, some months have 31 days, some months have 28 days, so that'll take away from
it. Gotcha.
Right now, they got you every 3 weeks. Once you are billed for 12, they got you every 3 weeks. So do you want to do every 4 weeks between? That's your frequency.
Okay. So what I'll do is if I actually get this shipment, what I'll do is I'll call and find out what the next shipment day is supposed to be, mm-hmm. and then just do what I did now. I'll call a day or two beforehand just to kind of get, you know, find out what's in stock and what's out of stock, and hopefully by then 3 is in stock. Or 3 and 6.
Yeah, so I don't, but, they're not showing me anything else other than 7 as of right now. So definitely be looking for the charge to go through tomorrow. If it does not process tomorrow, then give us a call. But they have you scheduled for tomorrow, which is 3/23.
Okay, that's everything up to 16 except for 3 and 7.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I'll keep an eye out, and what I'll do is probably just give you guys a call back tomorrow. You said if it does charge, it'll be charged in the morning.
Yeah, right? They'll charge you overnight, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I just hope the same thing doesn't happen what happened in January, because in January I dropped down to 4 issues when 3, 4, 5, and 6 were available, and they charged me on January 15th, and a whole month went by, and they never shipped anything. And then it turned out they charged me, but the issues were sold out. I think they said issue 3 was sold out. But they charged me and held the payment for almost a month. I just hope that doesn't happen again. And that was awful. And nobody said anything to me. They don't call, they don't email. I think that's the real problem, is like, if there's an issue with stock, we don't get any notification. You know, we got to call back every time. It'd just be nice if there was a system in place to where, you know, like,
it notifies the customer that your next shipment would be delayed.
Well, if anything, like, I think what would help, I mean, and this would literally universally help everybody that's been having the same kind of issues as me. Like, if there was a way for the system to automatically skip an issue, you know, like if I, like right now, I'm waiting for 3 through 15, you know, if the order date comes when they go to process it and issue 5 is out of stock, there should be a way for the system to just automatically skip that and send the next sequential one. You know, so if they got to skip 5, they'll add 16 to the order. And then, you know, when it comes time again, the system rechecks it. But, like, they don't, you know, they don't have it set. It's just, if one's out of stock, the whole thing gets canceled. And if that happens, we don't get notified of it, you know. So.
Correct.
I'm sure that, you know, they'll get things a little smoother one day. But hopefully it works out. I'll give you guys a call back in the morning.
Okay, well, I will be here tomorrow at the same time. My name is Joanne, if you want to speak to me, but any other agent will be willing to help you as well.
Sure,
I call him at 9 Central.
Okay, you said Joanne, right?
With an A, Joanna.
Joanna, gotcha. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, Jan. And, you know, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully everything's all right.
Yes, I just wanted to charge a car. At least we know we have something in the work. Thank you so much, and thank you for choosing Mickey Mouse Collections. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day yourself.
You too.
Bye.